What is it that you're hearing right now?
What I've heard is the apostolic visitation into Buffalo Diocese by Bishop DiMarzio of Brooklyn has been completed, and Bishop Malone's resignation is in the process of being put through the Vatican channel. So when the resignation happens, the bishop has to present it to the Pope, and the Pope has to accept that resignation. And I believe that process is underway. I also understand that the papal ambassador to the USA, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, is aware of the situation and has been consulted. And obviously Bishop Malone and the bishops of New York State are due to meet Pope Francis on Friday. The bishop is in Rome, so he has a way of presenting the resignation to the Pope. And so I'm hearing that it is imminent. I'm hearing that at the highest levels, they are aware in Rome of the situation in Buffalo, which even from an outsider's perspective seems to be very serious.
And obviously, I don't want for you to reveal your sources, but can you at least address the reliability or in some ways characterize your faith in this information?
Well, I'm pretty sure that this process of the resignation is underway, and these sources are reliable. My only caution to your listeners and the people of Buffalo is that the wheels of the Vatican sometimes move very slowly. So just because the bishop has presented his resignation or is about to resign, sometimes that can take some time. So we need to just be aware that we're dealing with the Vatican bureaucracy here. Obviously, you all know that there's been a problem in Buffalo for some time, and the Vatican has taken a long time to, shall we say, get to grips with this situation. So we just have to be aware that time for a church that thinks in centuries can be very different from the time that we're used to in the 21st century with digital media, etc. But I am as confident as I can be that this process is underway.
And it's your understanding that the papal nuncio has been notified of the resignation, and now it just has to work its way up through that bureaucracy, ultimately received and accepted by the Pope.
That's right. And I think the nuncio, from what I understand, is in favor of resignation. That's my understanding. But obviously he has to act. He acts in the person of the Pope and in the person of the before the Holy See. So we have to wait for the Pope to make the final call. But I think, given there has been an inquiry from the Vatican, a visitation, then that shows that the Pope and the Vatican are aware of what is going on. And given that visitation report has been completed, and is, from what I understand, very clear in setting out the problems in Buffalo, I think that we can be confident that the Vatican is aware of the issues.
In cases like this, do they ask for the resignation, or is it voluntarily submitted?
Well, the formal process is you as the bishop have to resign of your resignation. Now, it can also be that you are told to offer your resignation. So the precise nature of how that's gone about in this case, I don't know. We know that Bishop Malone has been quite resistant to resigning for some time. But I think pressure is often put on bishops to offer their resignation as well, in some cases.
If this was what is happening, what happens next?
We have to wait for the formal announcement from the Vatican, which will be made through the official media or official information channels. It comes out every day, Rome midday. There is a bulletin of information that usually presents news of resignations and elsewhere. So there will be an official confirmation, and it's only until that official confirmation that we can be sure that the bishop's resignation is in effect.
And mindful of your earlier comments that that oftentimes a group as ancient as the Vatican takes their time, what significance do you place on the fact that the bishops are now actually meeting in the Vatican? Does that indicate this would take a faster tack?
Yeah, the fact that they're in Rome, that they're there, that means things can speed up. You're quite right. You know, the church is a very human organization, and if you've got the bishops in town, the focus will be to sort this out.